Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Let me ask you a question. Assuming I am a white prosecutor and I want to charge a black woman, and I say, well, I'm going to do this because this woman is too much of a woman, too much of a female, she is too much black, and she is too stale. Now, what do you think the reaction would be in this country? I mean, there would be an uproar, and there should be, because such a comment is completely and totally inappropriate, and it is racist. Now, New York Attorney General Letitia James, a black woman, said in the past, I believe, when she was running for governor, and she said that about Trump and his organization, it's too male and too pale and too stale. And this has been shown on video. Now, where was the outcry? Where was the uproar about such a completely, totally inappropriate, racist statement? Now, James, who is a Democrat, filed a civil lawsuit against Trump, his children, and the Trump Organization in New York, claiming that Trump defrauded banks by inflating the value of his assets in his financial statements. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, has repeatedly said his assets were actually undervalued, and that his financial statements had disclaimers, requesting that the numbers be evaluated by the banks. And I'm quoting from some articles on the internet. Now, James filed the lawsuit against Trump under a consumer protection statute that denies the right to a jury. Then enters the scene another person with the name of Arthur Engoron, who is a Democrat, and who is, in my opinion, also completely and totally biased. As James has declared that it is her goal to fight and destroy Trump, I believe the judge has the same goal. He ruled in September that Trump, his children, and the Trump Organization committed fraud by deceiving banks, insurers, and others by over-evaluating his assets, overvaluing his assets, exaggerating his net worth on paperwork used in making deals and securing financing. Again, from the internet, of course, Trump was trying to get loans, and he's using, I guess, these financial statements as backup. Now, let me just say that Judge Engoron made the ruling via summary judgment. In other words, before there was a trial. Summary judgment can only be granted if no material facts are in dispute. Now, in this case, entering summary judgment in light of the hotly disputed value of Trump's property is ludicrous, and it must be taken down on appeal by fairly minded judges. It must be overturned. There's really no other legal outcome. There shouldn't be. But the judge already incorrectly prejudged the case. This current trial you hear a lot about on the news has really only to do with quote-unquote damages, but there are no damages, and with the fact how much he can punish Trump and his organization. Doing this to give this entire hoax the resemblance of some legitimacy. For instance, the Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, was valued by Engoron at $18 million. Now, that is a laughable decision, a laughable mis-evaluation, which is being confirmed by just about every realtor and every expert in the area. According to the Associated Press, dated October 9, a sale of $1 billion or more would be possible. But the judge said $18 million. It shows how terribly biased the judge is, in my humble legal opinion. Newsmax, on November 7, referred to Bloomberg's Billionaires Index and explained that Trump's fortune has grown by $500 million to $3.1 billion since leaving office in 2021. His fortune could even be much higher, as it does not take into consideration his brand and the values, as well as other reasonable factors, concluding that his fortune could amount to $4.5 billion for 2021, or far more. And so here's an interesting article by Real Clear Politics from November 6. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley describes the legal theory behind this case as throwing matches at a tinderbox. This crosses the line from law to entertainment. It should be concerning for people because it does appear that this is a case uniquely created for Trump under a law that has not been used in the same way against others. In fact, I don't believe it has ever been used. He goes on to say, it's very disturbing when New York Attorney General Letitia James was running for office, Turley said. I wrote a column saying, where are the New York attorneys who are saying, hey, this is not our bar, this is not what we stand for. There was utter silence. Nobody stood up. Nobody said anything. They all should have seen how terribly prejudiced this whole thing was from the outset. He goes on to say, she has really fulfilled the worst expectations for some of us. She is going for the utter destruction of Trump, if she can. Now let me remind you of something. The Bible calls Satan the destroyer in the book of Revelation. Turley says, part of the problem is the underlying law, which does not require any victim. It does not require anyone to lose money. The banks were not complaining. No, they were happy to give him the loans. They apparently made money. Yeah, surely they did. But that doesn't matter under this ridiculous law. And so they were looking carefully what they could find in case of a law to use against Trump. That was the declared goal from the outset. Now, all the loans were paid back on time, as we understand it. Now, this law is clearly unconstitutional, and it must be stricken. To use this law by James and Engoron is a problem all by itself. It is a totally neglected ancient law, and that for good reason. It's a major problem to use it, but it shows their true motives. This legal system in the United States is in demise. And in this case, at least, it reflects a banana republic and a dictatorship, not a democracy, as this was pointed out repeatedly by Trump attorney Alina Haber, who gave a extremely convincing performance, so to speak, when she spoke about this entire hoax. Trump calls all of this election interference. It's also interesting that at the same time, Biden is losing badly to Trump in critical swing states. While this and other kangaroo courts are going on, Trump's poll numbers are rising. Coincidence? Well, I gave you a short synopsis today of what is really going on in New York and in other places. But you can find out a lot more if you go to our website, eternalgod.org, and go to our latest update, number 1089, which is going to be published tomorrow, posted tomorrow. And it goes into a lot more. The current events section of this update also goes into developments in the Middle East, and the rising anti-Semitism around the world and also in the United States, and many other disturbing factors. We also have a lengthy article in this update about the situation in the Middle East, in Israel, and what is in store for Israel based on the Bible. So you can ask for a regular subscription. If you do that, we can send you our updates on a weekly basis via email. In addition, we have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain in America, which goes hand in hand with what I have discussed today, and you should read this booklet as well, because God has very clearly shown you, if you understand, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, what is happening in the United States. And this example today I've given is just one out of many examples of how rotten this country has become from the inside. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.